Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
One of the distinguishing features of the criminal justice system in the U.S., setting it apart from many others around the world, is how we routinely try minors as adults. All this week, our co-producer WNYC has been running a series called Kids in Prison, exploring what it's like to be a minor in an adult correctional facility. WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez compared the experiences of minors in a New Jersey prison with those of minors in a German prison. Not only is there a different approach to sentencing and housing, but also in the whole mission of what a prison is for. Inmates and preparation and training of corrections officers couldn't be more different. And as Sarah points out, it shows in rates of recidivism.
People under age 24 in America and also in New Jersey, if you've been arrested and you went to prison, you're 85% of them are going to get rearrested and come back to prison at some point or get a new court proceeding. In Germany, only 30% of their minors come back to prison. So I spoke to Jörg Jesse, and he runs prisons in Mecklenburg, Western Pomerania, which is a German state in Eastern Germany. And he told me that corrections officers in Germany are not allowed to show power.
We think demonstrating power is the wrong way. Demonstrating violence is even worse. Demonstrating that we are the ones who are the tough ones. That's the language the prisoners know, you know. That's what they know from the streets. And they have to learn here something different. You have to solve problems in a different way.
The guards in Germany don't get any kind of batons or mace or handcuffs. They don't wear vests. Their training is 2 years, and it's paid schooling that's pretty heavy on written exams and oral exams and practical exams on psychology and law and all of these things. And in New Jersey, just by comparison, it takes 16 weeks to become a corrections officer.
Well, there's even more, and that is this encounter that you had when a guard took an inmate out of a job that they were doing, and you saw this interaction that you would never see in New Jersey. Describe what it is, and then we'll listen to it.
I mean, I don't know that we would never see it. I'll give you two anecdotes. The first is when I went to Germany, I knew that I was going to interview this inmate named Milan, or that we're calling Milan. He was one of the few inmates there that spoke English, and so I knew that he was one of the ones I was going to try to talk to. But his English, I guess he was a little nervous about it. So the day before I got there, he went up to one of the corrections officers. His name is Tino Grozier. And he said, you know, I'm really nervous about my English. Can you help me? And this is a corrections officer named Tino who pulled this inmate out of his job. He does metal work. And he says that they sat in a kitchen with the English-German dictionary and just kind of looked for English words that Milan could use when we did speak.
Mr. Grozier, can I set it so? Can I set it so? And I said, I think it's great. Your English is great, I said. And then they asked, can you help me? And I said, wait an hour, I come to you, and we can look what we can do. So, and then we sit there for maybe 1.5 hour or 1 hour, and then we look for other words for some meanings.
A laughing tutor of English, not so much a hard-assed corrections officer.
Right. And I went to prison in New Jersey and saw the way that some of the guards interacted with the inmates there. And some of them were a little bit harder. Some of them seemed to, you know, laugh in the hallways and say like, hey, do you remember that thing you were supposed to do for me? So I think, you know, it really just depends on the officer. And in many ways, it also depends on the inmate. I did speak to one inmate in New Jersey. He actually just recently got out. His name is Trevor. He did 8.5 years for an attempted murder he committed when he was 16. He shot a gang member who he says was shooting at him first. When he first got to an adult prison, he was just not a very good inmate. He was getting in fights. He was making weapons, as he says, to try to protect himself. And he went to solitary for a long time. He had been studying for his GED test at the time when he was in solitary confinement. But when you're in solitary, they just kind of keep you in there. You're not allowed to pursue your classes and take your test. And his GED test was coming up. And he said, this corrections officer told him, listen, if you pass your GED test, I'm going to let you out of solitary and you won't have to serve any more of your solitary sentence. And Trevor passed his GED test and they let him out. And he says that that moment really changed everything for him. It made him want to be better and focus on becoming a better person when he was incarcerated. And he ended up, you know, teaching GED classes to other inmates, and he got out early to finish the remainder of his term at a halfway house. Now he's out. So I think, you know, it really depends. But when you look at the way that corrections officers in New Jersey and in America are trained, it's very different. They're trained to shoot a gun. They're trained in physical combat. Like, there are videos of the way that New Jersey corrections officers are trained, their training academy, and you can see trainees, you know, whacking dummies with batons, getting pepper sprayed. The trainees put on boxing gloves and they get in actual fights with each other where they're punching each other in the face and in the stomach, and other trainees are circling around them. And in Germany, they don't teach you combat. They don't have batons. They don't have these things that could be used as weapons.
Harry Shaw is a former corrections officer. Tell me about him.
He is a former corrections officer in New Jersey who was a guard at one of the prisons that one of the young people that I have been interviewing is currently in. And he basically said, you know, yes, there is coursework involved in training to become a corrections officer. You have to understand the criminal code and some law and some psychology, and they do inmate rights and mob dynamics and things like that. But he says the emphasis really is on intimidation.
Because if I fear you, I'm going to respect you. So it's not like please and thank you and things of that nature. No, you got to be firm.
Did you notice any difference in the way that corrections officers in New Jersey versus Germany feel about their jobs, their sense of worth, their morale, for lack of a better word?
If an inmate in Germany ever reoffends and has to go back to prison for young adults, the guards all kind of get together and they talk about what did they do, what was their experience with that inmate, and how did they basically fail this inmate who is now back in their prison. Jörg Jesse says, listen, we're not magical. You know, we don't think that we have the perfect solution for dealing with really problematic people who in some cases commit violent crimes. But he says, at the same time, we are the experts who have trained for 2 years to deal with these people and help change their lives.
Sarah Gonzalez is a reporter for WNYC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To hear more of the series Kids in Prison, head on over to WNYC.org.